We record our sermons so that people who are not here are able to hear them later, and I'd like to welcome those people who are joining us through the magic of the internet. This sermon is entitled Healing Happens. In his book, Christ of the Celts, The Healing of Creation, J. Philip Newell writes, "At key moments of transition in the history of Christianity, inspired Christian teachers have asked, who is Christ for us today? This is the question that the great German pastor, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, asked in the midst of the terrible wrongs that were being done in Nazi Germany. The question, he believed, was not, who has Christ always been, but who is Christ now? And Newell goes on, we too live in a time of transition as well as a time of deep wrong. This book, Christ of the Celts, was published 10 years ago, and these words continue to ring true and have wisdom for us today. We can feel so overwhelmed by everything that's going on, but when we connect with Jesus, with Christ, who is living in this time with us, it is very helpful and helps us be the people God's calling us to be. And so we ask, who is Christ now, when over 2,000 children are still separated from their parents, punished, terrorized, these who have been terrorized their whole lives? Who is Christ now, when entire groups of people are barred from coming into the United States, even to visit a family member, to attend a wedding or a graduation? Who is Christ now, when ongoing racism still determines much about life for many, about opportunities, and about safety? Who is Christ now, when gun violence is so common that the death of innocent people, often in mass shootings, is expected? When we know who Christ is now, when we know who we are called to be in following this Christ, our Christ, God for us, God with us, things are a little bit better. There is hope. If you've been reading the Bible or coming to church for a while, you've heard our reading from the gospel before. But we've never heard it before as this group gathered together on this day. Think about that. It's new every day because God is alive in our midst. The Word of God, living and active. The Scripture drops into our awareness in the context of what's going on in our lives personally, in the life of our city, in the life of our nation, the life of all nations, and the life of creation. Crowds gathered around Jesus. Jairus, an important person in society, comes up to Jesus and pleads with him to help his daughter who is dying. Jesus agrees, but as they walk through the crowd, a woman who's been ill, bleeding for years, reaches out and touches just the fringe of his cloak. She is immediately healed. Jesus stops to see who has touched him, and he talks with the woman. In the midst of taking care of an important family, Jairus was an important person in society, it is shown that Jesus, that Christ, has come to heal everyone, even a woman who no one wanted to touch or talk to, as her illness made her unclean in a ritual sense and in probably another sense. She was an outcast. Christ is the one who brings people together, is the first thing we hear in this reading. I remember in January of 2017, the month that the first Women's March and demonstrations against the first travel ban occurred, one of you, and maybe many of you were thinking this, one of you who was an adult in the 1960s said to me, "I guess this means we're all going to be marching again." He was right. He was right. And for Christians, who is Christ for us today? He is the one who brings us together for healing. When people are separated, when people are banned, there's power and healing simply in coming together, as people did yesterday in great numbers all around the country, and as we are doing today in church and churches all over the nation and the world. We come to be strengthened, and we come for healing for ourselves, for our hearts. Not that all churches agree, but certainly those who seek healing and wholeness and peace and justice, certainly this is a church where you can find some balm for your wounds. We are all wounded, some directly and many indirectly. We are all in need of healing because it is hard to see what is going on in our nation today. As we observe July 4th this week, as we observe the day that we celebrate as an anniversary of the end of foreign rule, when we threw off oppression, when we started our independence, I know we're all going to be praying that all may know freedom. Freedom and independence from oppression and justice.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah, preach it, right? You preach it out there. Who is Christ for us today? Christ is the one on the way to someone important who stops for someone viewed as not important by most. Be that a woman or children. The Jesuit Retreat Center, where I've started to go in Wisconsin, has a Chapel of the Sacred Heart, which is a separate building, a bit away from the main area. It's a small building. And I finally made it out there one time. My director said, "You ought to go and check that out." And I wondered what she meant, because she seemed to think it would really mean something to me that was very special. So as you may know, Roman Catholics have a special devotion to what is known as the Sacred Heart of Jesus, usually depicted in art as a heart, an actual human heart, surrounded by a crown of thorns, and in some other ways, but that's usually the depiction. So when I went into that chapel, I was expecting to see a painting with that image. Instead, in that chapel of the Sacred Heart, there is a life-size sculpture of Jesus holding a child. When we know the heart of Jesus, when we know God's love and care for children, we know something about who Christ is now, in this day, in this time. After spending time, in the gospel account as we heard, after spending time with the woman, Jesus does continue on to the house of Jairus, to the child, to Jairus' daughter. Now, people are telling Jairus, leave Jesus alone. There seems to always be this chorus out there around Jesus, right? They're trying to help him out. He's very busy. Leave Jesus alone because, well, your daughter's already dead. When they get to the house, everyone's grieving. And Jesus says, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. They laughed. Well, who would believe that she was just sleeping? They knew she was dead. Last Sunday, we offered the laying on of hands for healing. We're doing that quarterly on Sundays now. Every Sunday, we have a healing prayer minister, that's Patty over there today, who will be standing by the earth banner available to pray with you during the communion time for yourself, another, a situation in the world. Every Sunday, we offer this. Every Wednesday, after taking communion, we're again offering healing prayer. Why do we do this? Why are we so focused on healing prayer? Do we believe that people are actually healed? Well, physically, it actually does happen from time to time. I've spoken with people who experience physical healing, even in an Episcopal church, of all places, right? Who would believe it? It is rare, and it's certainly not what I'm expecting when I go forward for healing prayer, but I am expecting something. I am expecting something, because for me, and I think for many of us, we experience healing on an emotional level, on a spiritual level, when we're there for each other with care, with concern, when we're there with God, who has care and concern and has brought us together to be there for each other, to be healing in the midst of brokenness, in the midst of division. Some will laugh and say, it's not possible, she is already dead. And much can seem dead and lost. But with God in our midst, with our intention, healing is possible. When God brings us together and is in the midst of our desire for healing and our intentional steps to bring healing to others, much is possible. For example, just 2 weeks ago, Grace, a woman from Charlottesville, came to visit us to talk about a place of sanctuary that her Episcopal church and a really diverse ecumenical, possibly even interfaith community that's grown up around this justice ministry is providing to those in danger of being deported. Grace came to speak with us about this. And she came because we as a church, you all, we are supporting this ministry in our prayers and financially. Many of us want to do more, and I think we will. There are more and more opportunities to participate in sanctuary, even in Richmond. And I will give you more information about that soon. Who is Christ today? Christ is the one who supports us. God helps us to help the children and those viewed as unimportant by those in power. There are no disposable people. There are no illegal human beings. Just human beings, our brothers and our sisters, God's children. And when we take that in, healing happens. Amen.